Good afternoon, and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly foray into the world of the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host once again. Glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon. Today, my guests are from the University of Alaska Department of Theater and Dance. We have two faculty members from the Department of Theater here. We will be talking about dance as well, though. And we're going to be talking about their 2017-2018 season. And they're doing something pretty unusual this year. And not that they don't do something unusual every year, but this year they're sort of straying away from your typical season of leased plays from Samuel France Dramatist Play Service and so forth. And they're doing some really new, interesting things, and we're going to talk all about that. My guests are Ty Hewitt and Brian Cook, both faculty members from UAA Department of Theater. Welcome to the show, Ty and Brian.
Oh, thanks for having us, yeah.
So I just gave you a big setup here to say your guys are doing something really, really strange. The first thing you're doing, you're not actually doing, you're collaborating with Ping Chong and company doing a production of Luxa, Alaska. Ty, talk a little bit about what this is and what UAA's involvement is with this production.
So this production, first of all, that Ping Chong is a world-renowned performer, and we're just extremely excited to have the opportunity to host them in this new production that they will be. They have previewed in New York City, and they'll be in residency at UAA for the next week or 10 days before the production opens, building the production and on making different changes before it tours around the state. And then it will go back to New York City and have its official opening at La Mama. So it's very exciting that we get this opportunity. It's a new play, a devised piece that is devised and co-directed by Ping Chong himself and Ryan Conroe, who is a New York City actor who has also worked a lot in Alaska with Perseverance, et cetera. And it's, without trying to go too much into what it is, it involves a lot of different modes of storytelling and live performance and Yupik drumming and dancing, elements of like Bunraku style puppetry. Is by you know, really excellent performers, so it should be a very exciting piece of theater to watch. It'll be very different from anything that I think has been seen on Alaskan stages.
And that performs August 31st through September the 3rd. And is it your Harper Theater?
Yeah, Harper Studio Black Box.
The Harper Studio, which would be exciting for a piece like this. You were talking before the show about the pronunciation of the title of this is Luxa, Alaska, which is can you talk a little bit more about that?
So what? I hope I am saying this correctly because I'm getting educated on all of this as I go. I believe it's Luxa / Alaska. Our modernized name for it, and Aluksha being the Unangan word for the land, the tribal name that comes from the Alaska Peninsula, as I understand it.
So Ping Chong and his company are in residence at the university. Are you or the students involved with this at all?
So I've been involved myself, and Dan Anto have been involved for probably the last 10 months now in terms of just logistical things of helping them navigate the process of what the residency will be in terms of, it's all of their set and their plot and all those things. And we're just helping and implement. I've helped with housing and making connections around town. Our theater and dance department is helping to promote the show and, other things like setting up Ping will be giving a talk at the Anchorage Museum, different things like that, trying to facilitate the different aspects of what their time in residency at UAA will be like.
Still, it must be pretty exciting to have this production being going on in your space of it.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Just as an audience member, I am excited to see this work.
Wow, sounds exciting.
And they're doing some workshops for our students, right?
That's correct. Yeah, they will be doing workshops. There will be one workshop offered to the community, which will be up on our Facebook page as we specify the details. But I believe that'll be Friday, September 1st, if I'm correct. We're still trying to nail down exactly the time on that, but they'll be working with our students. There are several students that are involved in the production in terms of running like the light board and acting as a TD, implementing some of the stuff around the space. We have a student that's a production assistant, so they'll be around in the building and interacting with students the entire time.
Well, sounds exciting. Speaking of exciting, we talk about the Department of Theater and Dance, and unfortunately, we don't have anybody from the dance department here. But we do know that right after your fall production, you have a dance show called Dance in Performance from November 15th through November the 19th, and Brian, can you talk a little bit about that? We'll skip back and get Radium Girls here in a moment, but let's talk about the dance department.
Yeah, so Brian Jeffrey will be working with several choreographers for both of our dance pieces, both Dance Performance, which is in November, and New Dances, which is in April. And this year, because of the way the season has worked out, both of the dancers will be in our Harper studio, so they'll be in the smaller space. And, you know, it will be a very diverse evening, both Dance Performance and New Dances. They'll have several different choreographers. I think for Dance Performance, there's seven different choreographers working. They'll have auditions, I think, in the first week of our classes, which is the first week of September. And they'll be, all styles, all modes, all, types of music, as our dance performances tend to be. So really exciting, different evening.
For those just tuning in, we're talking about UAA Department of Theater and Dance's season 2017-2018 with Ty Hewitt and Brian Cook talking about theater and dance. Brian just mentioned two of the dance concerts, Dance in Performance in November and New Dances in April. We jumped over the first production of the theater department, being produced by the theater department, which is Radium Girls by D.W. Gregory, being directed by Nova Cunningham, who is working on that show as we speak. Who wants to talk a bit about Radium Girls?
Well, maybe I'll just sort of do a preview of the whole season. And it certainly starts with the Ping Chong show. But we're hosting the Earth Matters on Stage New Play Festival and Symposium in April. And that sort of led into all of us kind of aiming our theater shows at the kind of work that the Earth Matters on Stage Festival, which I can talk about in a minute, promotes, right? And so the first show, Radium Girls, is about the radium dial painters in the 1920s who were one of the first successful actions. They sued their employer because the radium paint that they were using caused all kinds of catastrophic health issues. And so the play is about them and about what they went through and how they sort of fought that battle. Of course, many of them succumbed to their illness, but some of them did not and persevered. And so it's kind of an interesting, uplifting, moving show about, industrial accidents and disaster.
Yeah, sort of fighting back against, standing up for what's right and, workers' rights and such like that. And it's exciting storytelling, too, in that it's not absolutely traditional. There are different modes of storytelling involved, and it's not strictly realism. So it's a good, really good script.
I just want to mention the dates for that are October 20th through the 29th. And, Brian, you mentioned this is the big topic here is your Earth Matters. And this is sort of so your whole season is connected to that. Talk about that. Let's just jump right into that, okay?
Right. So Earth Matters on Stage, or I'll call it EMOS from now on, happens every 3 years. It's been hosted five different times at different universities around the country. It was started to promote discussions and artistic explorations of ecological issues, including climate change, of course, which we know a lot about living in Alaska. And so when I came on board in 2015, I asked the the people sort of in charge of EMOS if they were interested in having Alaska host it. And so we've been working on this for the past 3 years, getting ready to do it. And it's in two parts. The first part is a new play competition, which we solicited scripts for over the last year and are now in the process of reading them and choosing a winner. The winner will be announced in January, and that'll get produced as part of the EMOS Festival in April. And then the other half of EMOS is the, you know, conversation and the symposium around it. And so there'll be panels and workshops and, you know, guest artists and performances and all kinds of things happening between April 20th and 22nd, right before Earth Day. We're, you know, partnering with all kinds of other departments on campus, with people in the community. And, you know, it's going to be this kind of big, spectacular conversation about how the arts can tackle some of these big ecological problems that we have in creative ways, because I think the arts can. It can speak to and wrestle with problems bigger than, you know, just what happens in a theater space. And then connected to that is our second show of the season, which happens in February, which I wanted to do something local. I wanted to do something community focused. I wanted to do something that was connected to in the environment. And so a bunch of students and I have been working since March or even February last year on a piece called that we're at the moment calling Earthquake 64. But it's going to be an exploration of the Great Alaska Earthquake of 1964. And I don't even know exactly all of the aspects of what's going to be in it, but it will, there'll be a story about, you know, Alaska in 1964 and what happened in the earthquake. And we'll use all kinds of interesting storytelling devices and physical theater to, you know, explore what that was. So that's all the new kind of different stuff that we're doing in our season, which has made our season a little challenging for us to think about because, you know, we're not doing a range of play text that we're producing, right? It's much more dynamic. It's much more interesting. The students are really engaged and interested because they've never worked this way either. And so hopefully our audience will be as excited about it as we are.
And Ty, you're directing one of the winning show. Yeah. That will be selected, you say, in January.
Yeah.
Have you read all the plays so far?
No, we're still sifting through. How many submissions did we get? Some like 150?
We had like 112, I think, 112. Submissions.
Yeah. So we're still going through all the – each of the scripts get multiple reads so that we make sure that we have a good sense of the strongest scripts that will then move on. And then, as Brian mentioned, by January we'll get a sense of what that winning script is that will then produce on the main stage in the spring. I think it's a really exciting opportunity for students to get to work on a new play. I've got to work on a new play as an actor, but never as a director. So it's exciting for me to get that challenge. I think it'll be great for the students.
Well, it sounds like you have a very, like I mentioned at the top of the show, unusual season, only in the sense that it's not what your typical season would be. But this actually harkens back to more original theater, creating it as you are doing it in a sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, for our students, a lot of them have gotten really interested in writing plays and crafting stories. And so it made a lot of sense for us to have a new play festival where they'd be working on the crafting of a new script, but also a show like the Earthquake Show, which is going to be them creating it in space on their own, right? And it's also convenient that we have the Ping Chong Devise show, so they're going to see how another company does that.
Well, this has been very exciting. I want to take this opportunity to thank my guest, Ty Hewitt, and Brian Cook, talking about this exciting season at UAA Department of Theater and Dance. And I'm not sure if I should say break a leg or not,
yes.
But do something.
Yes, thank you.
No, thank you very much.
Well, that's it this week for Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.